The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 20th of May, 2019. Gosh, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, good morning, and good morning to Sue.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
You know what? I'm just trying to catch up with everything here. Everything from rodeo to
Game of Thrones,
all that stuff. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about, you know, they found the lone stranger and his trusted companion. Just as we were getting off the air on Friday down there at the pancake breakfast, so we held over and announced it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And we hung
good
in there. So, hey, what's the weather look like?
Today in the North Valley, there is a 30% chance of showers. Now, we can expect that right after 11, along with possible thunderstorms, then partly sunny with a high of 68. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm or two, lows dropping down to 50. For tomorrow, showers, a high of 63. And lows dropping down to around 50. Wednesday, mostly sunny, though, a high of 76 and a low of 55. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers after 11, then mostly sunny and 79 with a low of 56. For Friday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, 79 and a low of 57. Then Saturday and Sunday, a chance of showers, mainly in the morning, then partly sunny for the afternoon. It's a high of 77 for Saturday, 79 for Sunday with lows in the 50s. It's mostly cloudy, a little bit breezy, and 52 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, so this will be somewhat disjointed, but I'm going to try and hit everything. So on, of course, last week, the rodeo. Last week, the rains. Wednesday night, we went to the outstanding bull riding there from Extreme Bull Group. And I tell you what, the rain coming down makes it harder, a lot harder for the cowboys because, no, it's not that the bulls are slicker. They might be. But the rosin that they use is a dry rosin. And they try to keep their glove and their rope as dry as they can, because when they put that dry rosin on, you know, then you'll see them running their hand up down the rope. That's to make it sticky. The heat causes it to stick. However, once it gets wet, it's like ice. I mean, it's slick as ice. So they were in the first go around. It just wasn't. It was bulls. I think bulls 12, cowboys 1 on that one. But then, you know, of course, then you have the mutton bust in, and that's great. And then Thursday kicked off the official rodeo. And I tell you, Linda was singing, and it was some horrendous. We were over at Wind River. She was singing there, and I was looking outside, and it was some horrendous rain coming down right at the beginning of when the rodeo was going to start. So, you know, when you have the greatest stock, the greatest cowboys, the greatest, entertainers there at the rodeo, and the rain is still coming down, right? Well, on Wednesday, I like to call it the 300 Spartans plus, because people were there. They brought out canopies. They put them up in the stands. Everybody had rain gear on. People were wearing their motorcycle rain gear, you know, and I mean, we were bundled up. Linda, only thing you could see of Linda was her eyes, and then you couldn't see that because she put her glasses on. So, for me, I was soaked. Anyway, and then on Thursday, but people still showed up. People still showed up. It's like Bennett Gooch says. He says people love rodeo, and they love the show, and they love what's going on, and they still came out Thursday. And, of course, Friday was nice. Didn't rain at all. I had breakfast with the Marine Corps Color Guard before they left on Sunday. They never miss here at Reading because they love Reading. Because Reading is, you know, they said, is they can tell is a city that – honors its military, honors its veterans, and they always have a great time here. And the And I said, so what was the thing you enjoyed? I said, what's the thing you enjoyed the most? Oh, going to the veterans' home. They love going over to the veterans' home and seeing those. Oh, no, they really, really like that.
I love that.
They like going to the schools. They like they like the parade. What didn't you like? The rain.
The rain.
And they said, you know, because on the parade, Saturday, there was no rain on the parade till later on in the day it started. And, you know, so I met them at the VFW at noon on Saturday. Marines get together at VFWs. And in between shooting pool and drinking adult beverages, they were just really happy that it didn't rain on them in the morning, because then their blues don't have a chance. These are, you know, wool uniforms. Didn't have a chance, you know, they don't have a chance to dry out. So they're putting them back on again, and they're getting on the horses and going out. But it worked out fine. They had a great time. They want to come back again next year.
That is wonderful. We went Thursday night, and
you were a Spartan.
Oh, my goodness. It came down. So we stayed as long as we could, and then I started shaking.
Well, you know what? We didn't know who would go. Because we had the box seats we gave.
Right. There were still quite a few in the box. But I got to the point to where my teeth were just chattering.
Yeah,
and
you know what? You did your part. You were out there. You know, you did the wave one time, and then the water got down your back. So.
Oh, and, you know, it was neat just to see how hard, you know, you don't realize how hard these cowboys are working until you watch them work.
Oh, my gosh.
And the mud was over a foot deep.
I can imagine. The steer wrestling, you know, the bulldogging. Oh. They came off the horse onto the steer trying to stop it in the mud. How was that?
Oh, just they were sliding, like literally sliding.
It was pushing them across the arena, I bet.
And I was really surprised the first when I watched the tie-down roping. That, you know, that the first guy just got him down, just like right out of the chute.
Right.
And I think that was the first one. But I was really surprised that they could even handle it. But I'm thinking these guys are used to doing that in the rain. You know, they're in all kinds of weather.
But still,
the footing, that's the thing. And even, you know, when they were doing the bronc, the horse in the beginning, I was really surprised on how long they held on. I realized, you know, they're not holding on. Their gloves are just wedged in there, and they're rag dolls.
On the bareback.
Yes, because two of them couldn't even get off.
Is that right?
One looked like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
I went, oh, my. I thought he was broken. And then he just kind of, as soon as he got off, literally kneeled down in this mud, started sinking. And then you're thinking, please, I hope you're okay. And then he got up and walked off. But I was really just surprised and impressed with just the professionalism of everyone who showed.
It's not easy even in the best weather. So having something like this doesn't help.
But it was awesome. It was good.
Yeah. So, I'm glad. And then Sunday, of course, Game of Thrones. But
Game
we'll talk
Thrones.
About that. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Oh, we've got to talk about that.
When we get back. The only reason I am is, you know, I wasn't going to watch Game of Thrones because Linda is traveling. Oh, yeah. Linda's traveling. And she wasn't going to be able to see it, so I wasn't going to watch it without her.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
so sweet.
And then we found out she was going to be gone for a couple of days because of the of a funeral she's going to. And then it was kind of like, oh. And then... But then we found out that her parents had HBO. So last night, we watched it together from a distance.
Oh, you did! Yeah. Oh, that
but
is
we'll talk
the
about
sweetest
it when we get that.
Thing.
Plus, I want to talk about there's some big goings on tonight. There's some there's things happening in Shasta County. There's a lot of stuff here to talk about this morning. And Judy Maxwell is joining us at 8 o'clock. And I'm pretty sure somebody else is going to be in here before that. So, but this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, when you're on the go as much as we are, as much as many of you all are out there, you want to come back, you want to hit the rack and get the and you want to know that you're when you go to sleep, you can go to sleep, and then you can stay asleep. The Sleep Number has introduced their 360 smart beds that adjust to you. Now, you can already put down, you know, you can already fix the amount of firmness you want in your bed on your side. It's dual controls. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting runs from 40 to 50. So we can, you know, we set it the way we want to sleep. But then the 360 smart beds, as you move, you slide in, you can it adjusts to you. And right now, at the Sleep Number stores, you can save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed that has temperature balancing comfort. Think about this, temperature balancing, so that when you're in there, the temperature can either, when it's those hot days, will cool off the bed. Yeah, they have that there. And there's during the Memorial Day sale, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $999. So when you think about that, and then you, of course, as you move up, but the only way you're going to see any of these is go over to the Sleep Number store. The Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. Lay down in a bed. Say, I want to see this temperature balancing thing. Tell me what that's all about. I just want that 360 smart bed. Any way you look at it, you're going to get a great deal at Sleep Number during their Memorial Day sale. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Away, I pray that you.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 20th of May, 2019, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for people that's going to take care of your air conditioning, your HVAC, it's Alliance Heating and Air. They don't get any better than Alliance Heating and Air. There are HVAC people of choice, voted best in the North State, and they are great. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at homecomfort.org. All right, here we go into, I was going to do Game of Thrones, but it's going to be quick. A lot of people didn't like the ending of it, from things I read. I thought it was the only way it could end. Here it is, spoiler alert. John takes out Danny. The imp becomes the voice of sanity. And you think everybody's going for Sansa or Arya to become the queen or king. And it wasn't. It was the only way it could end. Frankly, when you go back from the very beginning to all the way, the only way it could end was Bran the Broken.
Bran the Broken.
Became the king. This is the one that had, goes into trances and that Hodor.
And okay.
Hodor was, you know,
the
was
thing
protecting
is,
him.
What did he really do? He ran away from everything and sacrificed everybody along the way.
How was that? No, he didn't. Well, first of all, Jamie.
Oh, congratulations!
Jamie
knocked
him
out a window, you little perv. What are you doing?
But see, it had to end this way. It couldn't be Sansa.
No,
and it wasn't ever going. You know what? Everybody was kind of hoping for Jon, but once Jon killed Danny.
I thought he'd walk out and say, I am blah, blah, blah.
No, because
Aegon Targaryen.
You know what? If you don't know anything about Game of Thrones, this is probably just, what the hell is he talking about? Anyway, it was a huge thing. It means HBO is probably going to go out of business next year because they don't have Game of Thrones.
They're getting new series.
Yeah,
they're branching out.
Yeah, but,
I like the whole show.
Anyway, I was talking to two lawyers, husband and wife. I said, do you ever watch Game of Thrones? And he goes, well, I could get into the dragons, but, the zombies walking around was too much for him. And I went, geez, you can, dragons are okay, but zombies aren't. Okay, I got it. Anyway, it's over. So you won't hear us talk about it again, except when Linda gets back, then she'll want to talk about it.
Hey, last night was the final performance for Game of Thrones, but American Idol was last night.
That's right. And I have no idea what... Oh, yeah, I do know, because it was on the news this morning.
Uh-huh.
That the, is he 16 or 17?
Yeah, Lane Hardy.
Yeah,
and what a voice. Yeah. I mean, this kid had. Like, here's just a glimpse. When you live,
now I know I only hurt myself. Yeah, you know what? Linda said, Linda's been watching it. She said he's got a lot of style. He's got a lot of stage presence. And
a lot
so,
like a young,
yeah,
young. I mean, I compared him when I first saw him, like in a flash, to a young Elvis because he's got that appeal. Is he as talented? I can't really compare anybody to Elvis, but I'm just saying he had that kind of stage presence.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go into a couple of the things that are happening around here that could be done better. I shouldn't say that. The Shasta County, it's been announced, has the third highest arrest rate in the state. Most of those, or a lot of those, are from failure to appear. Failure to appear. When you talk to the police officers, this is what, we enforce laws here in our state and in our county. Failure to appear, after they've been arrested, and then they don't show up for court because we can't keep them in the jail, so they just don't show up. So they make sweeps, and they find them, and they arrest them, bring them back. It's just kind of like a never-ending cycle, and that will continue until we get a jail. Which leads us to the second part. The county, I see, has just said that, it's time to look at a county tax. The city tax thing, and nobody's knowing what's going on with this. The county it says it's time for that 1 cent sales tax. And in that tax to be written in such a way that all that money is going to go for public safety in the sense of a new jail, new arcs, new centers for the navigation centers, all that, hiring more deputies, more jailers, expanding the jails out. Now, that tax will cover everybody in Shasta County, not just Redding, not just Anderson, not just Bernie. It's everybody, every township in the county. It's time for them to take a look at that tax because, obviously, nothing we're doing is working. We can't even get together on whether it should be a navigation center, a mini navigation center, which, by the way, the navigation center lost money. They lost about $900,000 because the money that was, the way I understand it, that was set up to be used in this navigation center because they changed the concept, went into another direction from the people that were giving it out, the continuum of progress or whatever it is, continuum of care. So that one's off the table. They are going to put in the medical unit inside Good News Rescue Mission, and that's going to be great. It's like 27 beds. That'll work out because it's a, you know, it's a secular, so that's, you know, it's kind of like in the center of the or in a building as part of the campus there. And by the way, I didn't realize this, but Good News Rescue Mission has rented a number of homes in that general area that they put people in. And I was told about that the other day. So when they start talking about renting places to put people in to get them off the street, this is not something that's not being done already in a, maybe in a smaller version.
We just didn't know about it.
But it's all in that general neighborhood. So people there are used to that. That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know if I, you know, on my street, if they brought in one like that, I might have a problem.
Like okay. Across the now, street, I'd have a problem. I'm sorry.
Now, because we start talking about crime, you can't help but get your hackles up a little bit. Henderson Open Spaces, you know, we rolled in on that one, and people responded. You know, they got down and they swept through there. The police didn't, but they swept through. They cleaned it up. It worked for about 8 days, maybe 10 days. And now they're back in there partying it up again. They're just having a great time again. At Henderson Open Spaces, again making people's lives miserable because we don't have the foot power to push through there and keep moving these people along. I'm not saying the police aren't coming by. They probably are. But getting back down out into the denizens, into the bowels of Henderson Open Spaces isn't happening. Again, then last night, big on Facebook, I got people sending me emails, sending me text, Black Bear Diner. One of our favorite places and one of our sponsors, people, and you know, the park there, the customers, they had two or three cars get smashed. Their windows smashed and smash and grab. So I know, you know, that Black Bear Diner will take, you know, put more security and everything out there. But why? Why is this happening that, you know, people just do this? They come in, they come on off the road. Now, if you came in off the freeway, oh, here's Black Bear Diner. Oh, hey, look, there's a Redding here. You park your car, you lock it up, and you come back. Or somebody comes in to your table. Do you have that white Ford truck? Oh, yes, I do. Oh, well, somebody smashed into your car. And then they take all your clothing, all your bags, all your camera equipment worth $30,000. It's gone. Gone! This is enough. We can't even get together to say how to do it. I can tell you right now, my friends, if I was king for a week, I'd have boots on the ground. I'd have these places that they're camping closed. They wouldn't be camping at night. They wouldn't be camping on public property. If they put a tent up during the day, it's taken down. If you want that stuff back because I've just arrested you, you need to pay for it to get it back. Hey, you want to give out all this stuff? That's great, but you're going to pay me. You're going to pay the city because we're finding your stuff out there. You're going to pay to clean it up. Oh, but you can't do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can. Because you're going to mark every piece of material that you give out, and if you don't mark it and we find that out, that's a $10,000 fine. So now we're going to have you mark all the stuff, and we start finding out there, oh, this comes from ABC. This comes from this church. This comes from this place. Guess what? That just cost you $150, $500, whatever it is that I choose to levy on it. you will pay to have it picked up. And then we'll see how long it takes before people start thinking, well, maybe let's have a turn-in then. So if you come in to get clothes, then you turn in clothes, you get clothes. You want a sleeping bag? Turn one in. Don't have a sleeping bag? Well, we gave you one. It shows right here in our records we gave you one. So I don't guess you get another one. Nope, sorry. Oh, but the bears ate it. Well, go see the bears.
And the idea of having one place where all these places gather together so they don't keep giving
out. If I was king, it would happen. If I was king, it would happen. They'd all be in one area. They can get, you know what? As long as it's marked, you get the people's names. You're saying, I gave you this, I gave you that, I gave you this, I gave you that. When you start coming back in, and you go, you don't go from spot to spot to spot. You go in there. Hey, you want a sleeping bag? Here it is. Boom. Here's your name. You sign for it. It's marked. It comes from ABC Church. Okay, now, because ABC Church is in there giving it out. I don't want to give it out. They can give it out. They're all in one spot. But if it comes from ABC Church or POP or any of these things, and I find it out there, okay, that's a sleeping bag. That'll be $10 to pick up. It's got to stop, my friends. It's got to stop. And we need the city and border supervisors to actually talk to each other. Oh, we talk. Oh, really? I haven't seen anything. What have you all done? What have you done in the Board of Supervisors in the last 2 years besides the sobering center? What's been done to bring this under control? City of Reading, we have a few more police. That helps. We've found another 100 beds. That's great. It's still out there. The snake has not had its head cut off. We'll be right back after these messages.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure. You've only had to run.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:36 in the morning here on the 20th of May. It is, gosh, about 55 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans of veteran-owned business. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but please go on down to you and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. They're your friends and neighbors. They're working there. They have great customer service. They care about their customers. Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, speaking of great things that are happening, after I get down from the rant, I'm not down yet, it's Jim Davis, who's with the Happy Valley Community Foundation for the 79th Annual Happy Valley Strawberry Festival.
Good morning.
Good morning. And guess who brought me a strawberry shortcake this morning? So why don't you tell us about this while I scarf down on the on your strawberries?
Well, as you said, it's the 79th Annual Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. It's being held this weekend, two-day event, May 25th and 26th at West Valley High School. And that's at 3805 Happy Valley Road at the corner of Gas Point Road and Happy Valley Road. We have free parking, free admission. It starts Saturday at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a Happy Valley 4-H $5 pancake breakfast. They'll have sausage, strawberries, and juice. Then the festival begins at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And Saturday, we'll have arts and crafts vendors, petting zoo, local barnyard baby animals, local celebrity pie-eating contest, with a lot of radio and TV celebrities participating. We have the 12 and up pie eating contest. We have gunny sack races, horse rides, antique tractors, sensory safari, and we have live entertainment on three stages. And this year we have a motorcycle show on Saturday, and of course the food and drinks. Sunday we will have the,
You know what? If you have not been to the Strawberry Festival, you are missing out. You know the we're talking about first of all, this strawberry boat. This is a, you know what? It takes one grown man and probably two small kids to carry one of these.
It sure does.
It does. And not only that, but you have so many arts and crafts. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's time to get out from underneath all this rain. Come on out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. And then Sunday we have it again. We start again with a 7 to 9 a.m. pancake breakfast. The festival will have all of the above participation with the petting zoo and so on. And then in addition to that, we have a car show on Saturday. And this year we're showcasing the Mountain Cruisers Car Club from Bernie. But once again, it starts at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast, both Saturday and Sunday, and free parking, free admission. And I might note that the funds that we use are earned and donated back into the local elementary and high schools, the Gear Up program. the fire department, FFA, 4-H Club, Farm Trail, and Community Pride. The main fundraisers for this are the beverages and the Monster Strawberry Shortcake Ice Cream Boats.
You know what? It's almost embarrassing that I'll be probably eating on this all day. We serve
those up with a next size down from a shovel.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Jim, how much money have you all raised over the years, would you say? That's usually not a fair question, but you've been on the board here for a while.
We've come to about, I think we get about $30,000, $35,000 a year, and then we distribute that back to the community.
That's 240. Gosh, that's more than that. 80 times 30,000.
Well, it's grown over time.
Oh yeah,
of course,
it has. But still, that goes back into the community.
Yes,
it doesn't go anywhere else. No. It comes in, like you said, for the fire department, the local schools, 4-H. Gosh, we love the 4-H Club and the Future Farmers of America and all that. Oh yeah. First of all, everybody, it's a great time. Get there early though. Get your breakfast.
Right.
Wander around, see the vendors, and then when they start serving the strawberry shortcake, be first in line. Because I guarantee you come there late. You only have so much.
Right. We've come close to running out, but not all the way, but I would recommend that you get there early. You get that strawberry shortcake and we'll have
You want the full enchilada. You want the boat.
Absolutely.
How many strawberries you go through? How many pounds of strawberries?
I have no idea.
You know what? You all need to have that figure for next year. Say, oh yeah, we only went through 400 pounds of strawberries or something.
Well, we have a gentleman that is in charge of that, and by golly, that's something I'll ask for next year.
There you go. So I mean, you all go through. I mean, y'all put a lot of strawberries on these.
Oh, we don't skimp.
You do not skimp on this. One of us, one of these could feed like four in our office here. If Sue just goes, take it away.
Well, she's missing out. She's got. We'll put it in there for advertising purposes.
I will tell you though, Sue, that it's great. So
thank you.
Okay, now as we're talking about this Saturday, it starts at 7 a.m. with the Happy Valley $5 pancake sausage. Strawberries and juice breakfast. Festival goes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Art and craft vendors, gunny sack races, horse rides, sensory safari. I know what that is.
Right.
Live entertainment on three stages. A motorcycle show. Is that like you're just out there? Or are they going to be doing something?
No. It's a display only motorcycle show.
Okay. That's great. So what do you tell everybody, Jim, on this? When they, what do you tell people if they've never been to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival?
Well, I just spoke to a couple the other day that have moved up from Bay Area, and I told them to come on out, and they'll experience a rural farm community type of old-style event, and they're looking forward to it. A lot of fun, no dogs.
Keep talking, I'm chewing.
Yeah, no dogs, no smoking. Basically, it's a family-friendly event.
And it always has been.
Oh, yes.
You know, I appreciate so much you coming in. You all come in every year. And but this is such a great event. And this is what Linda and I, when we built this station, was for things like this. You know, things that support our community, because our community does so many great things.
It does. And this is a great event, and it does help out a lot of different
It's free getting in too.
Oh yes, free parking, a lot of parking. So we've got extra room for parking, so we're in good shape.
That's at the West Valley High School.
Yes,
got it. Okay, Jim. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to seeing everybody out there.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, better-known business, will guarantee his work. If he can't fix it for you, he's not going to waste your time or money. He'll tell you. Tell you what you have to do. But when he does do it, he guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back. 7:44 in the morning here on the 20th of May.
Your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. Want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Making sure I don't have strawberries all over me. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can have it all. Yes, you can have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good prices, great jewelry, and a super attitude from Henry and Rebecca. 7:48 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Clark, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bott. How are you today?
Fine. Am I off the mark here?
How? In what respect, sir?
Oh, somebody said you were calling about the earlier segment when I was
talking
about...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm calling about. Is that okay to comment on that?
Hey, it's wide open here.
Hey, listen, this reminds me, this situation with the itinerants and the homeless reminds me of a T-ball game. Have you ever been to a T-ball game?
Yeah, little kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some little kid hits the ball, and some little kid... scrambles after it, and you got a man on first, second, and third, and the kid that's got the ball doesn't know where to throw it. And that's what's wrong with our government. If you look at the federal government, they don't know what to do. You look at the state government, they don't know what to do. And now county and city, they don't know what to do. And the thing about it is, what we should do is build a jail and incarcerate these criminals. and forget it. And quit being, what do they call it, so compassionate, I guess.
Well, you know what, you bring up a good point.
Okay.
Who's in charge?
Yeah, nobody.
And you've got, well, the people in charge, in the military we call it their observation, and then you have to go into their, you have to, you know, make your decisions and all that. And you try to get into, it's called the OODA loop. And what you try to do is make your decisions faster than the people that you're going against. Right now, the transients, the thugs, the homeless, they're inside our loop. They're making us react to them. Instead of them reacting to us, we're having to react to everything they do. We don't have enough police, so we can't go out there and go after them. We can't make plans and carry them out. We can't be preemptive. All of it is reactive. So they are controlling what's happening in our town and county. Well, in our state too. But the only thing you said, Clark, or one of the things you said, Clark, that was so right was, you know, at the city level and the county level, we should be able to move fast to get things done. And yet, we're hung up on everything. We hold all their stuff for 90 days. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. We'll give you 7 days to move your stuff. Then we're going to come in. We're going to clean all this trash up. Meanwhile, while we're cleaning the trash up, that gives you time to go down and get new stuff.
Yep. Well, years ago, I had a nephew that was hung up on drugs. And I will tell you that he died in the parking lot of Mercy Hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'll tell you what. This young fella was abused by his father. He felt like he was homeless, and he just kind of wandered around the country. And then nobody knew what to do with him. And finally, the sheriff's department, he'd been incarcerated here so many times, they sent him back to Seattle. It's only 6 weeks or 2 months until he's hitchhiked his way back to town.
Mm-hmm.
And these people don't have direction. I have a mutual friend of mine that lives in Nevada, and he was involved in drugs for a short period of time. He enlisted in the Army, and he said the Army saved his life because it gave him direction. He says, the one thing I learned was that I had to make my bed every morning. And if I failed all day long, at least I came in at night to a comfortable bed, so I felt like I had a place
to go. At least my bed was made up. No, life is like that. If you do things and you do something like you make your bed, you get dressed, you shave, you know, and you go out and you do something that day that's worthy for you. You know what? That's the problem, that we don't hold people responsible anymore. We don't hold them responsible for making their beds. We don't hold them responsible for not taking things that don't belong to them. I mean, there's no place to put them.
Yeah, a couple of times a week I drive up Parkview Avenue because I go to see my chiropractor down on the south end of town, and I see the conglomerate of people sitting underneath a tree almost right at Parkview and South Market.
Uh-huh.
I think it's repulsive that we let this exist. I don't. The solution is to incarcerate, make them uncomfortable, take their stuff away from them, and dispose of it. I just don't see the logic in what we're doing at all. And the taxpayers, the downtown business people, they're paying for it two ways, taxes and lack of business. And I just can't figure out why somebody can stop being emotional, be logical, and solve the problem. Carl, I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
I'll continue listening to your
program, and God bless and keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Clark. Thank you very much. Hey, you know, Clark's right. You know, why is it so hard for us to do this? You know, who is in charge? If we have a city that has five good people as city council people. We got a good city manager. You know what we don't have? We don't have a strong leader. And I don't mean that they're not, they don't have the leadership and all that, but right now they've got to get along and do this. We have come to the time, I think, we need a charter city where we have an elected mayor that's going to sit there at the head of the board. Yeah, you pay him. And he's going to take the place there. He's going to have people that work for him, city manager would work for him at a lesser salary. Other people would be there. But you have an elected mayor that's going to be able to have a vision. He's going to push things through. The city, you know, there's going to be a city council. They're going to see, they're going to get, have to get on board. But that you need somebody there with the vision that can push people forward. We do not have that here. Again, I'm not saying anything about the individuals on that board, but it takes three. You need something with the mayor. No, you don't need a benevolent dictator. No, 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 no. That's not what I'm talking. But we need vision. We need one person out there, whoever it is, pushing us forward, consolidating the forces, unity of effort, and we go for it. If we don't have that, we're going to be continuously running in circles here, running in circles. You know what? I think it was Patrick Jones who said that years ago. We need to have a charter. And everybody, oh, no, no, we don't need that. We don't. Yeah, yeah, it's time. It's time, folks. We need a leader. We need somebody to step up. We need somebody to step up and start pushing our city forward. How do you handle this? How about down at Henderson Open Spaces? Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just fence in both ends? It's not that big. Fence in both ends, leave the trails open by putting big pillars there that you can't drive through. You can take bikes through, but you're not going to take shopping carts through it. You can take bikes through it. Oh, take back the open spaces. Take back Reading. And people go, oh, we just can't do that. Yes, we can. Donnell Ewart. Mike Johnson had good ideas. We got to be able to meld those together. Meld those together where we have a detention center. Maybe we need a tax, a countywide tax that does one thing. It builds a bigger jail. Add to what we have. Incarcerate 700 people. And that's going to take a lot of these bad people off the streets. Do we need a homeless camp? No. Not even think. Don't even think about it. No, we don't need a homeless camp out there. It just leads to more problems. What we need to do is we take the people that need help. We've got more than enough heart and money and energy and organizations that will help those people. Get them off the street. Train them. Get them back into the workforce. Don't want to play the game? You're out. How? We just push you from spot to spot. Don't like it here? Leave. Here's a bus ticket. We will give you a bus ticket, give you food, and give you $20 spending money. Put you on the bus, away. But if you come back to town, it ain't going to be as nice next time. Not going to be quite as nice next time. We want the best for people that want to help themselves. God knows that Reading is compassionate. But I've had enough of it, and I'm just the tip of the sword. Everybody has had enough. Democrats have had enough. Republicans have had enough. Crazy people on the right have had enough. Crazier people on the left have had enough. We need to start making some rules and enforcing them. Why don't we have the cojones to do that? The people on the city council, they're strong people. Why can't they do that? Oh, we're afraid. Stop being afraid. Let them be afraid. Let's get inside their OODA loop. Make them react to us. That South City Park is clean. Nothing's been in there for 5 months. Why? We fenced it off and said, you're not going in here. Okay, so we go to the next spot. We fence off the ends of Henderson Open Space. I know we've got the money. If we've got the money to spend on the soccer field, we have the money to spend on just fencing off both ends of the Henderson Open Space, leaving gates there so the cops can get in there, leaving structures there so people can walk through with no problem. And then we start, what is better? We use local security. We rented security from North State Security to go down the river trails. What's wrong with having them go through there? Making sure that place is safe and those people are quiet and not making noise.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More job cuts are coming to Ford Motor Company. The CEO announced this morning that the automaker is cutting 7,000 white-collar jobs. That's about 10% of its global workforce. President Trump is putting Iran on notice after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. He tweets, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran." In an interview with Fox News, the president said Iran has been causing chaos on the world stage.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East, and they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
South Korea plans to send $8 million worth of humanitarian aid to North Korea through international organizations. The South is also considering sending food to the North, which is suffering its worst drought in decades. Google is assuring Huawei smartphone users the American company's basic services will function on them after Washington imposed curbs on doing business with the Chinese tech giant. Google said it is complying with all U.S. government requirements. During commencement ceremonies at Morehouse College in Atlanta yesterday, billionaire investor Robert F. Smith stunned the audience when he announced he's paying off the student loans for all 400 graduates.
This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
The graduation gift is worth about $40 million. Wall Street, NASDAQ is off by 83 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can't save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
Another Mideast peace effort is in the works. The latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
The Trump administration will reveal the economic aspects of its long-anticipated Israeli-Palestinian peace plan in late June, during what it's calling a workshop to be held in Bahrain. The plan reportedly calls for tens of billions of dollars to be earmarked for economic and development projects in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and figures involved in finance, whether governmental or in the private sector, are being invited. Some analysts believe that Trump is offering up the carrots before unleashing the stick, meaning that the more contentious elements of the peace proposal that would require tough concessions by all sides will be left for a later date. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Fuel industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says gas prices usually go up during the summer driving months, but it might not be so drastic this year.
Higher gasoline prices when our demand is strong in the warmer months is a given, but it isn't always visible if crude oil prices are falling at the time. Right now, we have some stability in oil prices, and we have some improving gasoline supply.
Over the past 2 weeks, the average U.S. price of regular gas fell 3 cents to $2.93 a gallon. As Alabama's new abortion law stirs divisions on the right, President Trump is imploring pro-lifers to stay united for the 2020 election. He says pro-lifers and any gains will rapidly disappear if, as he tweets, we are foolish and do not stay united as one. He was responding to the Alabama new law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 20th of May, 2019, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got a story later on about that, which ties into what we're doing today. But, Sue, what's the weather look like today and tomorrow and, say, Wednesday?
Today.
And is this weekend's going to be okay? Tell me tomorrow it's not going to rain.
Okay. Tomorrow, no. There's an 80% chance of showers. I wish I had better news. Well, today you can expect a 30% chance of rain. Scattered showers and thunderstorms after 11. Good news, partly sunny by the afternoon, a high of 68. For tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms with a low of 50. For tomorrow, rain likely, a high of 63 and a low of right around 50. Mostly sunny for Wednesday with a high of 76. Lows dropping in the 50s for Wednesday night. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers. Then mostly sunny, 79 degrees. A slight chance of showers for Thursday night, a low of 56. And a slight chance of showers for Friday, 79, as lows drop in the 50s once again. Saturday and Sunday, a chance of showers mainly in the morning. Then partly sunny for both days, Saturday and Sunday. 77 for Saturday, 79 for Sunday, with lows dropping down to around 57 overnight. It is mostly cloudy and 52 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. He wanted to build in Reading. It was too tough, so he moved down to Anderson and has just expanded his business tremendously. Chuck and Judy Kenny, not only do they provide the greatest propane, even though that all the propane is made in one spot, right? Okay, I knew that. It's their customer service. Chuck and Judy have offered to the people that have been hit by the car fire. A lot of people are living on their spot, on their area there while they're trying to rebuild in trailers or RVs. They have small, you have small propane tanks. What Chuck is offering is he'll put a 120-gallon propane tank on your property next to your trailer or RV for free and give you just a dynamite price on the propane. He's not making money. He's probably losing money on the propane that he puts in there. So I think that's a pretty good deal for somebody that cares. 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally.
Yes, good morning,
don't
Carl.
Don't get me started, Sally.
I know. That was a great rant at the end
of
the
finished.
Hour.
I'm not finished. Oh, no. This Henderson Open Space has, you know what? We thought it. We thought we might have had a, you know, partially solved, but no, they're back. So it's time to make a stand.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And we are also following what's going on with the Navigation Center. It seems that the plans are changing there as well.
I'm really trying hard to get Danelle Ewart on tomorrow. You
mm-hmm.
know, people
we'll
are painting
listening.
Him.
I'm interested
yeah.
to hear what
people
his,
are painting,
his thoughts are. But,
yeah. They're anyways, painting him as a bad person, and that's not true.
We have a special guest coming, Mark Muser, if you remember. He ran for the Secretary of State in 2018.
He's the one that biked all over. He's the one that biked all over California, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was revealing all kinds of voter irregularities, and the Secretary of State does that. They monitor the voting rolls and so forth. So he's got some ideas on how the Republican Party can win again in California, which. We're very interested in seeing what his ideas are.
Well, that's big because we're also going to have at some point here in the near future, the vice chairman of the Republican Party is going to be on the show.
Oh,
and
when is that?
Well,
going to
I've got to go back and check my notes, but I'll make sure everybody knows about it.
Please,
and he's
going
to be calling in. But here's the questions I have is what are you doing to increase the independent and, you know, in many of the independents are, they think for themselves. A lot of them are kind of a little bit of a conservative bent and all this, but how do you enlarge the Republican Party so it becomes at least a viable force?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Well, yeah, that's probably something that Mark is going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well. And
yeah.
that starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Well, you know what? It looks like a church.
It looks like a church.
It smells like a church. and you know what? You go by, you go, hey, that's a church. So it's probably
and there'll
a church.
Be a sign out front, Reading Patriots.
There you go, hon. Thanks
All
a
right.
lot.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, there's a comment. 3,000 acres of open space fencing is a lot of wire. That doesn't include McConnell's six ranches around town. Okay, well, McConnell's got his own. You can push McConnell to say, keep these people off your property. You can do that. Now, you don't have to, you do not, I don't want to fence all of Henderson open space. First of all, it's on the river, one. But two, all those homes along Henderson Avenue, there's your fence right there. They're not going to come through the people's property. So you just have to fence both ends. And that's not a lot of fencing. I would like to, I probably ought to get a fencing guy to come down there and say, how much would that cost for you to do that? Okay. One of my favorite people in town. Well, anyway. Judy Maxwell is with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gosh, where are you from? Are you from New Jersey?
No, hardly not. I don't think they'd like me in New Jersey.
Judy, of course, Maxwell Insurance and Financial down on Hilltop. But she's here today because every one of the Democrats that are running for president, every one of them want a single-payer health care system. They want a Medicare for all. And not one of them has said that it's not, every one of them is touting this as the answer to health care. But they're not saying one important thing, how they're going to pay for it.
Well, that's very true. The thing about it is with Medicare for all, and they're not even saying universal health care, but that's exactly what it is because it is a universal health care system. And that's the frustrating thing about it. And Carl, right now we are currently spending, with all the sources of private and public health care, $3.2 trillion, one-sixth of our gross domestic product is going for health care in one form or the other. That's more than the whole entire gross domestic product of Great Britain, which is $2.6 trillion, and France, which is $2.5 trillion. So our health care alone is more than their whole GDP.
Whole GDP. Now, we're talking, there's a lot more of us here, of course. But still, if you look at percentages, and that's what you're looking at, percentages, we haven't even touched it yet because a large part of their GDP, but if you look at it, is for health care.
Well, it probably is. But the thing about it is we do have in 2017, we had 317 million Americans. Half of those, 49%, were employer group coverage under health care.
How much, 40?
49%.
Okay.
21% under the Medicaid or Medi-Cal program.
Mm-hmm.
14% were on Medicare. And 8% were on other plans. So that's 92% of our Americans had some kind of coverage. It is the 8%, which is the 25.4 million, without any coverage, which is mainly our illegal immigrants and homeless people.
Well, if you figure, even the people a lot of the young people don't have health coverage. I mean, they don't have health insurance. They may have catastrophic, I guess, because they're young and they're healthy. They don't think I need this.
Well,
or am I wrong about that?
Well, many of them, until they're 26, they're on their parents' plans.
Oh, that's true.
And so then if they were working and if they earned under $17,000, then they would be in our area on the partnership plan. And so they would have that. But for 2019, they have taken away the mandate, which is that if you don't have coverage, then you won't get penalized.
Right.
So we saw enrollment drop dramatically because of that mandate being taken away. Now, that mandate, when they started the Affordable Care Act, it basically was a three-legged stool, and it needed three parts to that for it to work. And part of that was everybody had to enroll in pre-existing or whatever, so everybody had to be a part of it. They had to, so there was some kind of subsidy, to help pay for it.
Right, if you didn't have, if you fell below a certain amount, and sometimes it was like $86,000, $87,000 a year, or more, you could still get subsidies depending on where you lived and all that.
Right, right. And you still, but what happened is they had the subsidies to health, everyone participates, and pre-existing conditions. Well, one of the big things that caused the market to destabilize is that for the enrollment, everybody had to enroll, and then someone would come in and they say, hey, I lost coverage during, not in the open enrollment period. They said, hey, I just lost coverage, and I need to get a plan. So they did not enforce that, and they did not ask for proof of your loss of coverage. So somebody would come in, they say, hey, I lost coverage. They go, they get a huge surgery, and then they would drop it again. And that caused a huge amount of destabilization of the market.
People were gaming the market.
They were totally gaming the market.
I tell you what, we need to take a quick break. And I want to come back on that about gaming the market. And since they've dismantled this, am I right? Pretty much the
a lot of it has been dismantled because when they took away the mandate,
mm-hmm.
then everything
came apart.
So then we're seeing a lot less people enroll, and that's
and you need the people to enroll to make this thing work. Okay, I'm with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're talking about this universal health care for everybody, Medicare for all. You know, like mm-hmm. Then everybody, no matter what, you're covered. Which you would like to see is everybody covered, but the cost of this. The hidden cost on this is going to be astronomical to our way of life. And we're going to be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home. And Sharon Clark is going to make sure your loved ones have a wonderful experience while they stay in their own homes. We'll be right back.
For our 26-year anniversary celebration, our top-notch anniversary tribute series will keep you entertained with live music on Thursday and Friday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, a tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Get your tickets at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets 50 each or a table of 10 for $130. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute bands at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our anniversary concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com. Or download the WinRiver app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, would you like to hear your name on our show? Just give us a call, 605-4565, and I bet we can find a way to have you join our happy crew here at the at KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM as part of our advertisers. I just thought about that as I'm here looking at these. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the 50 top cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Think about that. That's the nation. And I can tell you right now, we have close friends, and he's been in there. And I said to his, you know, people talk about going down to Davis and all these others. Her daughter is a nurse, and she's been following all this. She says they are doing everything anybody could do for this treatment. They're doing everything right. They're having to react to some things. They're being proactive in others, and it has to do with his heart. You know, he's had a pacemaker now put in. His heart was at 36 beats a minute. Now it's back to 70, you know, where they want it to be. His blood pressure is great. So another example of people going down to Shasta Regional Medical Center and being treated very well. I can go on with story after story after story. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And speaking of caring and compassion and community, I have Judy Maxwell here, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'll just say that Judy handles our life insurance, and it got us just a great deal. You know, when you get a little bit older and up in age, it's not always easy finding a good plan, but you did it. And that's the last time I'll talk about it. We're here talking about the Democrats are pushing, and if it's Republicans, I'd say it's the Republicans, but it's the Democrats are pushing for this Medicare for all. And we've talked about what Obamacare, it was based on, you had to have all three parts of it working. You had to have people signing up. You had to have the physicians, which that became a problem. So as soon as they, and people were gaming the system, and as soon as they did away with the part that says you're going to be fined if you didn't, the whole system came apart. Is that correct?
That's one of the parts that is totally correct. And then the other part is, like you said, gaming the system, where people would abuse it. And when it was not open enrollment, and so that raised up costs tremendously, and so there's no doubt with, I mean, you're paying more for health coverage, you got less of a network, fewer doctors participating in network, it's a very destabilized market. There's no doubt about it, but Medicare for all is not the answer.
Why?
Because number one, The way it sounds like Medicare for all, but it's not. It's universal health care, because actually Medicare and Medi-Cal would be going away, and it would turn into a universal health care.
That's right. And people don't really push that out there, but that's, I've read that too, is Medicare, your insurance that you have, that you may be very happy with, you know, and remember what Mr. Obama said, President Obama said, if you like your health care coverage, you can keep it. That's wrong.
It is wrong.
If you like the doctor that you've been going to for years, you want to keep them, that's going to change too.
It totally is. And that's what people really don't understand. And all the Democrat candidates are saying they're for it, but they're not really giving any details. And one of the things they're not talking about is that it's going to add another $3 trillion to the existing $3.2 trillion that we're already spending on health care.
And you would think for $6.2 trillion, and even then there's still going to be problems, but where's that $3 trillion coming from?
Well, you know, that's the thing. We are also in the lowest tax bracket we have ever been. And people don't really know and really realize and appreciate that. I mean, because on the low end, it's a 10%. On the high end, it's 37%. But when you go back into the 40s, I mean, our highest tax bracket was 94%. Ronald Reagan only made two movies a year. He was paid $100,000 for each movie. He would only make two movies a year because after that, he only owned 6 cents on the dollar. And then the state income tax would take that.
Okay, and let's put this in just in today. Why do all the people that work for the state and the county and the city quit? After 30 years, because they're working for free then. And think about this. Think about what you take home right now. If you're in that 37% or that tax bracket, but if you're in like 25% tax bracket. My 25% tax bracket, I'm just making that up. I don't know what tax bracket I'm in. I know it's not the high one. All of a sudden, I'm paying 50%.
Yeah.
Because, my friends, I've lived in Europe. I've talked about this for ages. People there, they have a gray economy. The gray economy is for one reason, so they can live a kind of a semi-normal life. So they underreport everything. So instead of the taxes going up, when you're getting taxed 50%, people start taking cash. And on their universal health care over there, because they have socialized medicine, guess what? You got cash, you're going to see the doctor. Otherwise, it's waiting times. It's long waiting times. But if you've got cash, that doctor gets you in there. So it goes back again to that cash system. And he takes cash. He won't take checks. He takes cash. And that's where, when you start really raising taxes that much, you're going to start seeing that much. You're going to see people unable to do the things they did before. Because they have half of what they had before.
That's totally correct. And, a couple of our, systems right now that are more stabilized is our employer groups. And, where we have, that's like 49% of the Americans are on some type of employer group coverage.
Yeah.
And there your networks are much stronger. Your access to doctors are much stronger. And that's part of our system that we don't want to mess with.
My in-laws, 88 and 86, God bless them, work for Aerojet. And their health care is through Kaiser. One of the reasons that they're not going to move up here is because Kaiser isn't up here in the Redding area. So they're going to stay down there with Kaiser. But he is on that system you're just talking about. My parents were on that system where they had, their healthcare system from the company that dad worked for. But the question then is this. If you go to work for a company nowadays, do you still get that? If you retire from them, are you still covered?
No. Actually, that is the thing that has kind of gone away with, I will say, the majority of the companies. And so then they do move over to Medicare.
Uh-huh.
Is what they do.
Well, what if they retire at age 60? Let's just say age 60. What's between 60 and 65?
Well, then they will have some type of employment. Maybe it's a COBRA. They'll have a retiree plan mm-hmm. that will take them to 65.
Okay.
And our community is built on small businesses. I mean, and I want to say that through all of this mess of health care, Many of our small group employers have stepped up and kept their group plans for their employees because of they have a greater access to care with the networks. And so I just really want to shout out and commend all of our small group employers out there who've kept their health coverage because they care about their employees.
I saw something I thought was interesting. It has nothing to do with this, what does. He used a credit card company, and I don't know which credit card company it was, but they gave him so much of a percentage back each year. He used his credit card for everything. Mm-hmm. The percentage back he got in cash paid for his health insurance for his, he had a small company.
Yeah.
Paid for the health insurance for his people. And you know what? I'm looking at that. I'm thinking that's not a bad idea. You know, if you can do that, because that helps. You know, it helps your company. And small companies don't have. We don't have the ability to give our people health coverage here. I'd love to be able to do that, but we just can't. But so many of the companies do out there. And when you go to this universal, we're going to take a break. But when we go to this universal health care, which is what it is, and then Medicare goes away, Medicaid goes away. They're looking at putting all that money then into that one system. But let's talk about the other things of that, other downfalls of that system of Medicare or universal health care for all when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy was just down in San Francisco area. Yeah, I know the San Francisco area teaching an instructor class for firearms, to be an NRA instructor. He's got the largest privately owned company for firearms instruction. Maybe it's the largest company. I don't know. I don't even know if it's, when I say privately owned, I don't know how many other firearm companies out there or instruction companies that aren't privately owned, but he's got the largest one, in California here. And he teaches everything from concealed carry to unarmed combat to home protection, all of these different things, all these different courses. And you can learn more at usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell. And we're talking about universal health care, and it's not what they're telling you. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM out there. And the time is 8:35 in the morning, and the date is the 20th of May. Can you believe that May has gotten away from us yet? I think it's because it's been raining so much in May that we just kind of like, you know, I just want the next day to be over. And, of course, sometime during the summer, I'll be saying, gosh, I wish it was kind of sprinkling like it used to over here. It's currently 54 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Let's go to the phones. Kim, thank you so much for waiting. I apologize. I just get carried away.
No problem at all. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Kim.
And I'd like to also say good morning to my dear friend, Judy Maxwell.
Oh, Kim, good morning.
We're talking to Kim Chamberlain, who is probably the strongest, one of the, if not the strongest veteran supporter in our whole community. We just appreciate you so much, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Carl. This was quite urgent.
Yes.
This is a kind of I am up. To balance, it's not about Medicare.
That's okay.
And I want to talk about John Kleckner.
Yes.
Okay, his funeral is tomorrow. And, you know, I've been working with him on a lot of projects for nearly 30 years. And his funeral is tomorrow, and there is no obituaries out yet.
Okay.
So they've been working on an obituary, and he has so much accomplishment. And
it's going to take him a long time to write.
Want
to
charge $1,500.
Oh, no. No.
Yes. And the I've been asking Doris Kleckner, widow of John's, and what can I do to help. And last night she called me. She asked me, veteran community could help one thing. And to help pay for the obituary.
$1,500.
So I am knocking on all the veterans' organizations to contribute it to publish obituary on the Record Searchlight.
Well, you know that KCNR will provide some money for that. I wish I could pay for all of it.
This is I know you are the veterans' voice.
Okay.
In
well,
Northern
how do
California
people
and all the way?
How do people get money to Doris Kleckner? How do we do
okay,
that?
Okay, I don't want to give out her address over the air.
Right.
So I want to give out my address.
Okay.
Make a check out to Doris Kleckner.
Okay.
And send it to 2273 Knob Cone Avenue. It's a KNOB. C-O-N-E Avenue, Anderson.
Okay.
Zip code is 96007. And I already talked to Doris to go ahead and publish it, put it on a credit card. And we're going to raise money to pay for all his accomplishments.
Well, thank you, Kim. And what time is that tomorrow that I go?
Tomorrow I go is 12:30.
12:30.
Tonight, and he's going to have a funeral service at the Island and Dolls in Eureka Way, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the MIAP is going to escort him and the family through IGO.
We've lost two great veteran advocates. Father Westland is going to be buried today, I think,
today.
About the same time at 12:30 today.
Yes.
Up at IGO. And here's another man that's done so much for veterans and so much for our community of veterans here.
Yes.
We lost two giants.
This is also in IGO 12:30 tomorrow.
So John Kleckner, 12:30, and Allen and Dahl on Eureka Way at 10 o'clock. It will be the... And you know what? If you are a veteran,
And he never stopped fighting. He was the man behind the annual parade, Veterans Day parade, at the city of Shasta Lake.
Lots of things, a veterans home.
Uh huh.
And veterans clinic.
Right.
And veterans cemetery. And he is always there, and CVAC. And this man is a phenomenon.
He was.
And he is like a true grit.
He is. He was a tough guy. He was a tough guy.
Bull by the horn, you know.
Uh-huh.
He will not go until he get answer.
Anyway, okay. Kim, thanks so much for calling in.
Kim?
I've talked about
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Judy?
How do you, because I tell you what, we insure a lot of veterans, too, and so we will be happy to donate some money, too. How do you spell the last name?
Okay, CLECKNER.
And your address one more time.
2273 Knob Corn Avenue.
And how, spell that for us. Knob.
K-N-O-B-C-O-N-E. Like a knob cone.
Oh.
Or knob.
Yeah. Knob cone.
Knob cone Avenue.
Okay.
Anderson, California, 96007.
Well, we're going to put that on Facebook, and we'll put it in the chat room here. And then we're going to also, we'll talk about this for the next few days. Okay. Hey, thank
really
you so much.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet, Kim. She's such a lovely lady.
Oh, my gosh. She's awesome.
Isn't she something? And you know what?
Such a giving person to our community.
She's having, with her eyes. And George, her longtime companion, has been, he's had his problems, hip replacements and all this, too. So they've done so much for our community. And John Kleckner and Father Wes, they're both of them passed this quick. Okay, let's go back into this, that when we left, we said, we're talking about, the Democrats are pushing right now, all the presidential candidates, Medicare for All, which is universal health care.
Right.
And what it does away with is all the private insurance. It just does away with it.
That's correct.
So what happens to the insurance companies then? Because they lose that percentage of it, but you don't have people like Judy Maxwell fighting for you.
Well, and what I don't know the model. Nobody's talked about a model.
About the model. How you're going to pay for it.
How you're going to pay for it. And like with Medicare now, we either have people have supplemental coverages that they can put in, or they have the Medicare Advantage is another form that they have. But the thing about it is that, it's really going to impact employers because they offer benefits to their employees so they can be competitive in the market.
Right.
I mean, and that's a huge thing is employee benefits. And, I mean, you look at the large companies like Apple and Google and all that. I mean, that's going to be a tremendous impact for those guys. The unions, they use health care as one of their options for members and benefits. And then the doctors are going to be big losers here because here they go for years of studying and
college. The $250,000 they have at the end of going to school.
And at the end of the day, you're going to be told, hey, you're going to be working maybe directly or indirectly for the government. And no matter what your specialty is, you're going to be paid the same thing?
It is directly for the government because all the money is going to come through the feds. And let me tell you what that means. Let's just look at the Veterans Clinic here. Now, I've had really good care. So we go, you got good care. I've had the same physician. Guess what? Right now, they're losing physicians and nurses hand over fist over there. The guy in charge, Don Black, is looking. He's trying to be preemptive. He's working with Casey Fatch over at Shasta Regional so that we can be seen over at Shasta Regional instead of having to go down to a major hospital 3 hours away, which many of our veterans have to do. Our aged veterans have to get down 3 hours down there, 3 hours back, because they can't be treated up here for something like cardiac. Well, that's one of the things they want to do. Well, I tell you what, you get into this and think about all the problems that the VA has had. I'm talking about a clinic here. We had people die waiting treatment from a veterans hospital, and this is a agency that has been around a long time. Now you start the doctors in other countries that has socialized medicine, they shut down at a certain time during the day, and they open it up for people with cash. So you may not be able to get in. Now, here's the government is also telling you what you can be treated for. They're going to tell you, oh, no, you don't need that hip replacement. It's not bad enough. The pain is not bad enough. Cataracts? Oh, no, it's just not bad enough yet. We want you to be almost blind before you go in there. And then the doctor who's doing it is going to get paid whatever the government says. Whatever the government says. And the government pays a lot less than your regular insurance.
Well, and also, Carl, if you talk to people who have workers' comp claims and the process they have to go through to get cares and wait for surgeries and all that, it's going to be very similar to that. And that's what people don't understand.
You know, look at Canada. You know, everybody points at Canada. But why do so many Canadians come over down to the, you know, to the lower 48 for treatment? Because they can't be seen there. So they just go across, they bring their money, and they, you know, and they come in and they're seen in the United States. Why do so many people come from all over the world to come to the United States for treatment? Because we have some of, if we don't have the best medical system in the world, and I'm talking about the world, with the types of specialties we have here and the physicians and the standards they're held to, why do they come here for this?
Because we do have the best medical care in the world. And years ago, when my dad had heart surgery in Houston Medical Center under Dr. Denton Cooley, and he was working on so many people. And when at the end of the day, when he came in to talk to all of the families, I mean, it was like flashbulbs going off everywhere because they had come from all over the world for their heart surgery.
That's right. And there's reasons for that.
There's reasons for it.
Okay.
And that's what people don't understand, you know.
Well, let's get this on the other side, is that once we take that away, our health care is going to suffer. Mm-hmm. Our taxes are going to be raised. We need to hold the Democrats, their feet to the fire. And I'm saying the Democrats because they're the ones that are talking about, I'm running for president, all 36 of them or 20, whatever it is. How are you going to pay for it? What impact is this going to have on me? Am I going to be able to keep my physician? How much my tax is going to go up? How much is, you know, am I going to have in copays? So I imagine there's going to be copays in this someplace. It's got to be. So we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow is Linda's birthday. Linda's birthday. She'll be 32 tomorrow. And 8:47 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
In California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:51 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. We may get some rain later on today, some rain tomorrow, which is Linda's birthday. I just keep saying that. If you feel like calling in tomorrow and wishing her a happy birthday, she won't be here. But she will be back Wednesday sitting in here with the I think – it'll be the veterans organizations in here on Wednesday. Anyway, like I said, 54 degrees. It's not going to get much warmer today. The sun's shining right now, but I'm looking at clouds that may be rolling in. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. I'm with Judy Maxwell. And we got this, we have this, you know, in our chat room. Somebody wrote in and said the most, you know, said this thing that you've been saying. Since this thing has started, since you started talking about the universal health care, they're calling it, Democrats, every one of them are running for president, Medicare for all. It's universal health care. Universal health care, this is what they wrote, will take away choice. They will impose forced vaccinations, and some people have systems that cannot manage the toxins. They're already looking at taking away something and patient relationships. What will abortion emphasized look like? I mean, how do you handle that? This system can turn into more neglect, and doctors will be very impacted by design. Must keep private insurance or doomed.
Well, and like I was telling you at the break, Kaiser just spent $200 million on a health care facility down in Oakland to take care of the homeless for preventative and maintenance care. And that is one of the big things, is the maintenance care. You know, because people with diabetes, heart conditions, COPD, mental health, all of these things, and where that is hugely impacted, as we know, with the homeless. And so that's why Kaiser spent that money down there to take care of their maintenance issues, to keep them out of the emergency rooms, because that is such an expensive facility
and
to run.
Here's the thing is, doctors in the business to help people. That's why they get into it. But they've also got to be paid sufficiently to pay back their loans, but also to keep in business and to, you know, to have a lifestyle. All these small clinics, you know, like the walk-in clinics, Hilltop Clinic and all these, they could be severely impacted on this by a universal health care that drops the rates, which means then they're not going to be able to make all the payments to the different doctors and the physician, the physician assistants, the rent on these, and the continued education going on. It'll force them into the system, because if they don't take these patients at this cost, you're not going to be able to practice medicine. It's not right away. but it'll come because they need to force all the physicians in there to be able to take care of the number of patients we're talking about. And by the way, even at the height of Obamacare and Medi-Cal and all this, emergency rooms still had a lot of people in them.
They actually do. And the thing about it is when you take away the doctor who's had all the years of education and experience, and you're leaving that to people with less experience and education, there's going to be a lot of misdiagnoses. And so people are going to be treating things wrong.
You know, we're not trying to scare people. We're just talking about the way things are right now. Right now, we've got a shortage of physicians already. One of those reasons, as we learned from an emergency room physician the other day, Jim Taggart, was that, and from Casey Foch, who heads up Shasta Regional, is during the Clinton era, they put a cap on how many people could get into medical school. That has not been raised. That is a law that's in Congress that they need to go back and look at that and say, hey, you know what? We need to kick that up to so we can put another 500 physicians through the system in a year. And it's all based on how much money the feds pay into these medical hospitals. And I didn't realize that just till the other day that they're limited on how many people they can teach.
Well, that's very true. And the thing about it is, as I mentioned earlier at the break, you know, we are really, really good about when people pulling people out of the river and taking care of them and get them back on their feet and all that stuff. But what we're not good at is trying to keep them from going into the river.
Preventative
care.
Yeah, preventative care. We call it in the military, it's called PMing, preventative maintenance, so it doesn't break down. And the other thing that we were talking about is when you have you only can have so many, you know, physicians and out there that somebody, you know, how much is this going to cost us? Nobody has held their feet to the fire and said, okay, Joe Biden, how are you going to pay for this? And what's going to happen when all the private insurance, you know, don't tell us if you've got insurance that, you'll be able to keep the insurance plan you wanted. We already know that's not true. Because now it's single payer health care. So how do you keep, how are you going to pay for it? What are you going to tell the people that may lose their physicians? See, it's really easy to say, oh, health care for all. You know what? It sounds very fluffy. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. How do we pay for that? And what impact is that going to have on middle America? It's not the high, it's not the real rich, as Sue pointed out. It's not the real, it's not the poor. It's all of us.
Middle America, that is the ones who end up paying for everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so unfair. And I think, you know, as the election starts, and this is kind of why I wanted to be on this show, is for people to start asking these candidates the real questions and really, how are they going to pay for it? What is it really going to look like? Am I really going to lose my Medicare? You know, and get them, ask them hard questions and get them to be accountable for all the fluff that they're giving.
How am I going to keep my physician under this plan? How am I going to keep the medical care, the level of medical care that I have right now? Now, I'm a little bit older. I really worry about my kids, my grandkids. What's that going to look like for them? I've lived in Europe. I see what happens over there. The economy is going to go gray. There's going to be, everybody's taxes. It may not jump 25% the first year, but in a few years, it's going to have to do it because there's no way they can pay for it.
Absolutely. Ask them, what's this going to happen to my taxes? You know, how are you going to pay for it? What is it going to look like for my taxes?
Oh, we're going to tax the rich. Okay, you could tax every rich person in this country. It would run the government. And you could take 90% of what they have. It would run this government for like a day and a half. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, yeah. I mean, okay, tax them all you want. Also wrote, doctor-patient relationship. Some public health officers, no medical experience, will presume to decide if what kind of treatment you want because it's going to go to that. It's already going to that in other places. Only in future, looking at only if an emergency room visit, adrenaline or CPR documentation will get you out of this. I don't know. It's a horror.
This is
what this person's writing.
But the important thing is start asking questions. And that's why I'm bringing it up now.
And we're going to keep bringing it up.
Yes, and start asking questions of the candidates, and so you really understand.
Write letters to the editor. Put it on Facebook because it reaches so many thousands of people. Just say this is, you know, whether you're for it or not, these are things that you need to know. How is it going to be paid for? Are you going to be able to keep your doctors? Are you going to be able to keep the same level of care? How much, you know, what about that, you know, the doctor-patient relationship that you built up? Is it going to just disappear? All right. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Her phone number is 221-0441. I recommend without reservation. You're a good person, and you know what? You care. And that's why you're on, you know, this is why you've brought this in, and this is why we're going to continue to talk about it. People need to be informed. Tomorrow, hopefully we'll have, you know, I haven't gotten a hold of him yet, but Danelle Ewert, to talk about his ideas as we move forward, too, on the Navigation Center and the mini navigation centers. Everybody have a great day, members. The good guys.